91X News.
It's 11 degrees and sunny out there at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. A ribbon cutting was held in downtown Belleville this morning to celebrate the completion of Phase 2 of the City Center Revitalization and Redevelopment Project. Many people gathered to see this event, which happened just in time for the Christmas season. Mayor Tasso Christopher says they look forward to moving on to the next steps.
So we successfully completed Phase 2. We're very excited about it, very proud of it. And now we're looking forward to moving on with the completion of the paperwork and the tendering of Phase 3. If things go well, we're looking at addressing that in the summer of 2017 and completion for spring 2018.
There are two Ontario by-elections today, one in Ottawa-Vanier, which the Liberals have held for decades, and the other in Niagara-West-Glanbrook, which has been a progressive conservative riding since 1995. PC leader Patrick Brown says the media seems to be obsessed with the fact that 19-year-old Tory candidate in Niagara, Sam Osteroff, is a social conservative and that they are not speaking about the real issues.
I've been out door knocking there several times. No one is asking about social issues. It's only here that I'm getting questions about social issues. They're talking about hydro rates. They're talking about companies that are leaving Niagara because of hydro rate increases. But, you know, he finds it bewildering. I find it bewildering that instead of talking about the issues that the voters in Niagara are talking about, we have this debate that, frankly, no one has an interest in revisiting.
Osterhoff will become the youngest ever member of the Ontario Legislature if he wins Niagara-West-Glanbrook tonight. And a public information meeting held in Quinte West on Tuesday night seeks to inform people about the high-speed internet improvements in rural areas. Local customers in those rural areas voiced their concerns to experts from ExploreNet and the Eastern Ontario Regional Network over a lack of service to businesses and homes. Quinte West resident Bob Williams is one of those unhappy customers. He says there have been increased consumer demand towards the networks over the last several years.
They've experienced unprecedented growth, which they are trying to deal with and upgrade the networks. And I'd be interested to see what comes out of that initiative.
The Eastern Ontario Regional Network created a broadband network project that finished last year in order to remedy the issues. CEO of EORN, David Fell, says they are looking for more funding to help close the gaps in service in rural regions. Quinte Conservation's Adopt an Acre program is in full swing now that the holidays are near. Ashley Clark has more.
Tis the season for Quinte Conservation to promote its annual Adopt an Acre program to protect local conservation areas. People can adopt an acre for $20 and receive an adoption certificate and tax receipt, plus a stuffed Chippy the Chipmunk or Fern the Fox if two or more acres are purchased. Kirsten Geisler is the communications assistant at Quinte Conservation.
In the past, some of the money raised through Adopt an Acre has been used to put up signs, has been used for habitat restoration, as well as invasive species control.
She said this year the money will go towards putting up signs about local invasive species in some of the conservation areas.
It's a great cause, so if you're passionate about the environment, it's something to look into.
This year's goal is to adopt out 225 acres or to raise $4,500. Anyone can adopt an acre through the website or by calling the organization. Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
The complainant in the indecent assault and gross indecency trial of a well-known Toronto pastor has resumed testimony in Kentville, Nova Scotia today. Brent Hawkes, a high-profile rights activist who officiated at former NDP leader Jack Layton's state funeral in 2011, has pleaded not guilty to the charges. The complainant tearfully told the trial Tuesday that Hawks encouraged teenage males to strip at a drunken party in the 1970s and then took him into a bedroom for sex. The witness, who can't be identified under a publication ban, said he remembers barely being able to stand up when Hawks led him into a bedroom where he told him he was beautiful and performed sexual acts on him. Defense lawyer Clayton Ruby appeared to question the witness Tuesday on the reliability of his memories, but the witness denied that his memory was poor. The trial took a one-day hiatus Wednesday, and Ruby's cross-examination continues today. And visits to a national monument and a state dinner are just two items on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's itinerary today during his visit to Argentina. Trudeau is in the country on his first visit to South America as Prime Minister and says the country may have challenges, but it also has opportunity for growth.
Argentina is obviously a country with challenges but also opportunities to grow. I've had excellent engagements already at various summits and opportunities with President Macri, and I look forward to continuing to deepen ties in a way that will benefit Canadian jobs and benefit the hemisphere in how we're creating better trade links.
After years of populist, nationalist governments, Argentina is now moving towards a political center. Smart, hardy, and friendly. The Royal Canadian Geographic Society says its choice for Canada's national bird reflects the best of the country's national traits. The Grey Jay, also known as the Whiskey Jack, have been announced as the winner of Society's lengthy two-year search for a fitting flying Canadian representative. Ornithologist David Bird says the Grey Jay is a poster child of the boreal forest, Canada's national and provincial parks, and for climate change.
These birds do not migrate out of Canada in the wintertime. They stay here, and they'll actually sit on their eggs in temperatures as low as minus 30 degrees centigrade. So they're very hardy. So now we've got smart, we've got hardy, and then these birds will also come down to your hand without being prodded or trained in any way, because they're very friendly. So now you've got friendly, hardy, and intelligent. That, to me, epitomizes the average Canadian.
The robin-sized cousin of the raven and crow has the same brain-to-body ratio as dolphins and chimpanzees. And Canadian Geographic Society argues that this upcoming year is a perfect opportunity to set this one in stone federally. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next after this quick break.
Honey, I'm going to Mark's No Frills.
Why? You basically live there.
I basically live there because I rely on President's Choice Insider products year-round. And with the upcoming holiday season, I need something that everyone can be satisfied with. All your seasonal needs are at Mark's No Frills right now at the best prices. So it's time to stock up. Check your flyer for weekly specials, but you better get going because I'm already here and you'll want everyone to enjoy your holiday too.
Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney. Mark's No Frills. Our prices won't be beat.
On deck tonight, the Wellington Dukes are at Stouffville at 7:30 p.m. Friday, the Wellington Dukes verse off against Coburg at 7:30 p.m. at Esrock Arena. And the Trenton Golden Hawks take on Aurora at 7:30 p.m. on Friday at the Community Gardens. The senior girls basketball team at Nicholson Catholic College Secondary School won in the CASA final last night. Deanna Frazier has the story.
The Crusaders will be heading to Timmins next week to compete in the high school provincial championships. After a close semifinal game between the Crusaders and the Brock Bulldogs, the Crusaders took the lead in the third quarter and won 46-33, advancing them into the finals. The Crusaders faced the Port Hope Spartans in the CASA finals and won 54-22. Jane Goyer, a grade 10 player on the senior team, says the reason her team performed well was because they were willing to work as a team.
In the past, we had trouble putting all of our plays together and working together, and now we're kind of a team, so that really worked for us.
Goyer says that they were confident going into the final and were really happy with the turnout.
Team's been working really hard since probably the middle of the summer, so it feels really good to like win something, and now we're going to OFSA.
Head coach Jim Barbeau isn't new to the OFSA scene, but says he is very excited to be traveling with the girls.
Oh, I'm really happy for the girls. I mean, I've been to OFSA 15 times with boys basketball, and so I mean, it's not for me, it's really for them.
The Crusaders will be playing at O'Gorman Intermediate Catholic School next week. Deanna Frazier, QNET News, Belleville.
And the Flames pulled out a 2-1 win over Arizona in overtime at home last night in the NHL. Coyotes goalie Mike Smith was brilliant in a losing effort with 22 saves, but was devastated when Matthew Tkachuk's shot got into the net off Smith's helmet.
It's an unfortunate bounce there off the helmet and in, and it could have been a 1-0 game, and we're feeling a lot different coming to the locker room tonight. So obviously anytime, like I said, that a goal like that goes in, kind of, you know, a little deflating for the whole team, and, you know, that's on me, that one.
Washington rolled to an easy 7-1 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins in last night's matchup. Penguins coach Mike Sullivan says it was a bad performance.
We were embarrassed out there tonight, all of us. It's humbling when you go through it. My hope is that we learn from it and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
And another win for Chad Johnson. Michael Frolik scored 49 seconds into overtime, and Johnson made 20 saves as Calgary beat Arizona 2-1 last night. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant were too much to handle for the Raptors. Curry scored 35 points and Durant added 30 as Golden State beat Toronto 127-121 at Air Canada Center last night. The Warriors have beaten the Raptors 5 straight times. Oklahoma City came up with the big plays down the stretch to beat Houston 105-103 and end a 4-game losing streak. Mark Gasol hit a go-ahead 3-pointer from the left corner with 14 seconds left, and the Grizzlies hung on to beat the Clippers 111-107, snapping Los Angeles' 7-game winning streak. And Pau Gasol had 24 points and 9 rebounds to lead the Spurs to a 110-105 victory over the Kings. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: sunny for the rest of the day today. Tonight, a few clouds. Fog patches developing overnight, a low of +4. Tomorrow, fog patches disappearing in the morning, and mainly sunny again for the entire day, looking gorgeous, with a high of 15 for the day. At 12:10, it's 11 degrees right now. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. News on 91X is next at 1.